Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Good day, everybody. It's another happy Monday, another beautiful Monday. I appreciate everybody logging in, calling in, listening to, from wherever you listen to, from your phone, from Facebook. We just appreciate you guys calling, listening today. It's Monday. We're getting ready for episode 7. And I'm excited, man. Today, episode 7. I'm your host, Keith Leonard. You create change. And if you have my comments, of course, really, really, please tell us.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How you feeling today?
I'm doing all right.
Feeling real good. And today's topic, personal development. Can't really get too much better than that. We talk about that, how important that is. And I think that today, if you're listening, you're in for a treat today. We got somebody on the show later on that we're going to interview. A lot of people have seen him, heard of him. I'm not going to get out too much of the secret early. I'm going to make y'all, you know, kind of want it, anticipate it. I know it's always better when it's anticipated. So we're going to get to that a little bit later. But as we always do, so right now we're going to start with a little review of last week. Bree, can you please help us out with that?
All right. Last week, episode 6, we talked about self-communication. If you have not listened to this episode, I highly, highly suggest it. We definitely talked about confidence and affirmations, how important it is to build yourself up, talk to yourself, be good to yourself, and really just have that 30 seconds of courage, man, because whatever that 30 seconds of courage is getting you to do what it is that you fear, that's going to help you get over that line, and you'll be on your way. So check that episode out. You guys know where to find that on youcreatechange.us under the radio show archive.
Awesome, man. Thank you. So last week, like I said, we got a bunch of archives there from last week. We've been going strong for some time now, so it's very important to kind of catch up with a lot of things that we talk about because it's kind of like a system. It's kind of systematic the way we go through this stuff. So if you haven't listened, please check it out. But as we're going to jump right in today, don't want to waste no more time. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to address. And it's not about me today. It's about you. So we kind of get started, personal development. And we're going to start off, you know, like always, Bree's going to start us off with, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, how much time do you give yourself?
How much time do you give yourself? I'm happy that was the question of the week because it kind of goes with the opening statement. And it's work on yourself more than you work on your job.
Oof.
And, of course, that's not coined by me. That's coined by the great mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn himself.
Jim Rohn.
And I was listening to him today. He actually was on our personal development of the week. You can check that out. Please go to our personal development page. And every week we post something. That's, you know, just food for thought, good for the mind, good for the soul, good for the body. And he said work on yourself more than you work on your job. Well, this is how I look at it. Most people give them their job 8 hours a day. But how much time do they give themselves?
Not even 10 minutes.
And it's only 24 hours in a day. So if you give 8 to your job and you give 8 to sleep, which you got to give to, you only got 8 less. And most of the time, you're not really giving it to yourself. You're giving it to your kids. You're giving it to, you know, family or just other things that are going on in life that kind of eat up that time that you don't spend that time really working on yourself. And I think that that's usually the reason why a lot of people don't move forward or progress because they don't really spend that time working on me.
That me time.
Yeah, that me time.
That me time. That's really important. And for some people, that means, you know, just their time with God. They're just in the presence with Him or, you know, just by themselves or whatever it is for you. It's just that me time that where no one else is around, you know.
No one else is around.
You
got to
appreciate yourself.
Man, I've heard a great man say that, you know, when you pray, you talk to God. And when you meditate, God talks to you.
Oof.
You know, and that was by Charles Finch. I heard that, and I thought that was just profound to hear that because that's that me time.
Yeah.
You know, and you can only really meditate in true silence.
Yeah.
So that's working on yourself. But I want to address 3 different parts of personal development today that I think that are major. A lot of times we don't even know what personal development is. Like, All right, great, I don't have to work on myself, but how do I work on myself? What do I work on exactly?
Yeah.
What part of myself do I work on?
Okay.
What does that mean? So kind of want to get down to business and just start off with the physicality of a person, you know, health, strength, agility, those type of things. And, you know, that's a personal development aspect. I'm sure you agree because you work out, correct?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree to that because it's like our minds are like our bodies. And it's interesting that you said the physicality of it because if you feed your body bad food, your body is going to react. You're going to have health problems. You're going to be out of shape. You're going to, all these things are just going to go wrong, ailments. And if you feed your mind bad stuff, negative stuff, and then you're going to fall into depression. You're going to fall into hard times. You're going to fall into all these different categories that you don't necessarily want to be in.
It's all about how you're treating yourself. I tell people, I say this all the time, if you have, you know, a Lamborghini or something, you're going to put 91 gas. But if you have, you know, an old Pinto, you're probably going to put 87 in it. You know what I mean? And you operate, you know, how you are. So if you think about it, you only get one body, one car, one vehicle.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you put the best gas in the only vehicle you're ever going to have? And our speaker today actually used that analogy about putting a gas in a car in one of his speeches that we're going to address later. But physically is definitely one of the most easiest ways to start working on yourself.
Yeah.
It gives you something. Exercise is an important part. It gives you confidence. It makes you feel progressive. And when you do one thing, you start doing one thing correctly, it usually trickles over to other things.
Yeah.
So if you start working out, for some weird reason, you just start eating better.
Mm-hmm.
When you start eating better, you just start feeling better. And when you start feeling better, you start doing better. So it's kind of like this chain reaction, you know, that you can start. Some people don't know how to start with the reading. They're not good at reading, but everybody can get on a treadmill. Everybody can get to the gym. Everybody can go outside for a walk.
Yeah.
Everybody can do something to where they're physically developing, developing themselves without much effort.
Yeah.
30 minutes of walking a day won't kill a person.
Yeah.
Wake up 30 minutes early. The second one is spiritually.
Oof.
And me and you have had a lot of talks about spirituality.
Yeah.
And we've had our own walks through spirituality, which I believe is a huge part of development. I mean, how do you feel about spirituality being a major part of a person's development?
Wow. Well, I think we all have – there's no denying that we are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying that there's something on the inside of us. So I believe that really connecting with that again, instead of ignoring that and resisting that feeling, that intuition,
mm-hmm.
right? I heard someone once say that our prayers are us talking to God, and mm-hmm. intuition is Him talking to us. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to have some correlation with the meditation thing earlier. But it's just, it's about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tie it to any religion thing, because so many people are against religion or just don't even want, they don't mm-hmm. care about it, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But however you bring spirituality into yourself, welcome it.
Yeah.
I think it's very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. And I would say those people who are religious or who do have a faith-based believing system are usually more successful, have they're much more graceful in life.
Yeah.
They see things, their optimism is on a higher level.
Yeah.
They just seem to be more positive. And the most important thing is hope, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Spirituality, you know, it gives you a set of values to follow. It gives you guidelines. So to develop yourself spiritually starts to put you in place and start to have you walking on more so. The path is not so rocky.
Yeah.
It's not so you start to gain direction because
you
have values. You
have faith that everything is going to work out.
Everything is going to work out because you have this set of values that tell you it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, just developing that type of spiritual development, you know, I use the same word twice, I know, developing that spiritual development, but it still makes sense. I think that it's an ongoing effort to strengthen those values. You know, it's like if you read the Bible, you can't read the Bible once and say, I know everything. You know,
you have to practice, live by.
It's like math.
Yeah.
The first time you added 1 + 1, you didn't get it correct. Or you have to do it over and over, repetition.
Yeah.
So those are spiritual practices, you know, whether it's the Bible, whether it's Quran, whether it's Buddha, wherever you are, wherever your practice is. Consistently do that over and over and over again. Consistently practice it so it can strengthen the values in which you chose to follow.
Yes.
And that gives you a major boost in your person, and it starts to develop you. So now that you're working out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're aligned spiritually, nothing is really affecting you. You gain hope. That's what spirituality, it gives you this sense, like you said, faith, hope. It's like walking on water without looking down at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, you know, I always use Nipsey Hussle references because I like his music. But, you know, and he said that you can walk on water if you don't look down at your feet. You know, essentially, we've all heard that before, but he used that to phrase it to say, faith is something that you gain once you become developed on it. Mm. A lot of people say they have faith, but not for real.
Yeah.
If they get too hard, they ain't got faith anymore.
Right. They upset. It's all out the window.
Yeah, it's all out the window. It's just all out the window. So, but just moving along past that, just for the sake of time, of course, the third piece in personal development is the mental aspect.
Mm.
And this is very important because growing knowledge of yourself brings you to a place of peace and acceptance along with spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, of course, I use the Bible a lot because I believe it's one of the greatest books that has ever written for those who are spiritual, you know, great guidelines, great philosophy. But it is, when you pick it up and you read it, it gives you a mental ease.
Mm.
When you're stressed out about something, you can pick up this book and find peace in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've read the Gita, you know what I mean? And it comes from the same place of finding peace
mm-hmm.
within it. And Gandhi actually said something when he read it. He said, "When doubt hunts me, when disappointment stares me in the face, and I see not one ray of hope on the horizon, I turn to the Gita and find a verse to comfort me. And I immediately begin to smile in the midst of overwhelming sorrow."
Oof.
Those who meditate on the Gita will derive fresh joy and new meanings from it every day.
Mm.
So even Gandhi himself continued to read the same scriptures or words over and over and over again. You know, sometimes you can switch it up. I like to read a lot of self-development books. I like to read a lot of books on giving. I like to read a lot of books on power, on mindset. If you've ever been around me or follow me on social media, you'll see that I have a lot of books. So you too. You've actually recommended some books to me that have been quite useful.
Oh, yeah.
What are the ones that you kind of read that made an impact on you?
Wow. I've read a lot of different books. The book that I'm reading right now is The Soul Healing Miracle. And that book right now, it's a spiritual book, but it touches on these things that you're talking about, the physicality, the spirituality,
mm-hmm.
the mental. It's just so important to feed our minds over and over until we're able to shift that paradigm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know of Bob Proctor, but you know who Bob Proctor is.
Absolutely.
And Bob Proctor, he talks about the paradigm shift, how we were programmed as children to think a certain way and, you know, adopt other people's beliefs about ourselves instead of creating our own beliefs about ourselves.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, like you said, picking up a book that's going to give you that peace, that calmness,
mm-hmm.
and continue to just tell you over and over, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Exactly. So, yeah, books are very powerful, but I also think that audios and videos are powerful as well because I wasn't necessarily a reader. I didn't consider myself a reader before,
mm-hmm.
you know, before recent past 2 years. Yes, I've read a lot of books, but before that, I wasn't reading,
right.
you know. I just thought of myself as just an average person, but now I know my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I'm going and who I am because I've taking the time for a couple of years now to personally develop myself every
mm-hmm.
day. Yeah.
Yeah. I like I say that you take time out every day because you take time to do other stuff every day, to work someone else, to answer phone calls, to exist for other people.
Oh, every day? I feel like if I'm going to eat every day, if I got to eat every day physically,
right.
I have to eat mentally.
Yeah.
I have to
yeah.
feed my mind every day.
Having those conversations, well, who you're talking to every day, those are also you know, means of mental personal development. But
yeah.
just like you said, you know, listening to audio, to videos, listening to motivation, inspirational videos and lectures,
mm-hmm.
and it actually goes right along with, you know, who we have coming up in just a minute here, how he has fallen into that mental aspect of self-development, as well as spiritually, because from his faith background. But specifically, I like to focus on, his motivation principles and tools that he gives to people, that if you just follow him every day, you'll get 15 seconds of mental inspiration, mental development. That's what I was looking for. You get mental personal development in 15 seconds, and I think it's just it's powerful. It's not long. It's easy for everybody to go into. So if you hate reading, if you hate watching long videos, you win both ways. It's like a win-win. So yes, and I believe that reading and becoming more mentally personally developed, it makes you much more interpersonal.
Yeah.
Makes you much more interpersonal, easy to deal with. And I just believe it makes you better at just managing relationships all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start winning others over, you start getting free food. somehow.
Who don't
like
free food?
So I'm getting excited to depends on what you're treating. You come with this positive energy, and if someone's having a bad day, you know, they want to feed off of your energy, and that's very important. So we kind of wrap this up. Well, what's the big deal about this personal development thing, right? Well, if you're not growing, you're dying. That's just
period.
Kevin Giroux said it. If you're not growing, you're dying. And the big question is, why do we stop growing after high school or college? Like, why do we stop learning? Like, why? Why do we just, oh, that's enough knowledge now. We don't need to learn anymore. And we kind of stop at that point. And, you know, the question I like to ask you to leave you with before we move on is, when does an apple tree stop producing apples?
Mm.
It never does.
Mm-hmm.
The apple tree will never stop producing apples until it dies. Mm-hmm. It will never stop producing. It will never stop growing. It will never stop giving. It will never stop until it dies. And just as natural as a tree lives, that's as natural as we should live. We should never stop growing. We should not stop producing until our physical body leaves this earth and we're not able to produce physically anymore. So, to end it off, Jim Rohn says it, income will not personal development. So, even if you're thinking about money, want more money, if you want, you know, how can you make more money? Become a better person.
Yeah.
that's the answer right there. So, we're going to move on to our feature of the week. I'm really excited to have him on the show. He's actually calling from Florida. He's on a different time schedule. He's actually really blessing us. Really a blessing to have him on the show today, staying up late for us. And he's really been a great person to work with, been following his work all week, and I'm motivated. So I know you've been listening and following us. You've been following his work as well. And I know, you know, we got good feedback on how motivated you are. So without further ado, I kind of will go ahead and like to – actually, I'm going to let Bree introduce him.
All right. Well, like he said, you guys are in for a treat. Mr. J.R. Rivera, the one and only hashtag MileSM. This man is on a huge movement right now. I mean, he's been from all over the place. I met him in Arizona at an ET conference. So, Eric Thomas, if you guys don't know who the ET, the hip-hop preacher, is, I'm telling you, that's who J.R. Rivera is going to be very, very soon.
Right.
Very similar. So, without further ado, Mr. J.R.,
how y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's a pleasure to be on with you guys, man. I just really, really appreciate the platform that you guys are creating, and I'm just blown away by what you guys are doing so far. Keith and Bree, you guys are tag-teaming this You Create Change, and I just keep hearing the you behind it. Like, people don't understand how important that person in the mirror is. I just hear that every time, you know, I hear the name. It's all about you. You know, and I like the way you're flipping it so that people understand that it's very important for them to focus on them. So,
wow.
Thank you so much for that.
Starting off high. Y'all see that? Jesus Christ. Hey, JR, honestly, man, just appreciate you standing up with us. So we're going to just try to, you know, get to it so that way I know it's late over there. We can get you to bed. I know you got some stuff to do and wait there. We want to fool you in the morning. We're watching our videos. I'm only about 15 seconds, so we're going to get to it. So let me just start off with this question. This is one of the questions I like to start off with, and this is very simple. How are you creating change through your work?
Right now I'm creating change through, as you already stated, my 15-second videos, but I'm also going out in the community. I speak at churches. I speak at prisons. I'm also an educator, so I'm in the classroom with the kids as well. So I'm hands-on, you know. I'm not a person that's just talking about it. You know, I'm out there doing it, whether I'm in the supermarket or wherever I'm at. If I see someone and they look at me twice and I start getting in a conversation with them, I always, you know, set aside that time to pour into them, because a few words can change somebody's whole life.
Yeah. Beautiful. Cool, man. It's beautiful to hear that people have that passion for it, you know, and that's what it sounds like you have. I mean, I watch the videos, and Bree knows I'm a stickler about people posting videos and motivating, but you're somebody I truly respect and admire, and that's why I'm glad to have you here. How did you get into this type of work? Like what happened to make you just like, this is what I want to do?
Well, I actually started off, I was an athlete. I played professional indoor football, and I've always been a leader of the teams, always been a captain, always speaking to my team before, praying with them before games. And I was also teaching and playing ball, and my team folded. The owner actually, you know, he skipped town, didn't pay us, and I started thinking, like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to play ball anymore. And I was like, what else am I good at? And I just started, you know, really pondering what else I'm good at. I started watching ET videos, and I remembered I had, you know, gave his same exact speech, when you want it as bad as you could breathe, to my students before a game. And they were always like, man, you did it just as good. And I was like, whatever. You know, I just pushed it aside. And I started, you know, really looking into it. And then my students that I had in prior years was asking me, you know, why don't I have an Instagram? Why don't I post anything? Why don't I do anything? Like, they want that motivation. So I decided, you know what, last year I said, oh, I'm just going to get an Instagram and I'm only going to post motivational things. I'm not posting anything else. So, you know, I just challenged myself, and I said, you know, I'm going to post a video every morning. At first, you know, I was talking a little bit loud. And you know, at first, I probably didn't get the whole message out in 15 seconds, but I put it on myself that I wanted to master being able to get a message across to these kids before they go to school, or even adults before they go to work, something that could empower them for that day and let them know they're not the only one going through that battle. And if they just hold on a little bit, you know, the better days are coming.
Man, well, I'm going to tell you what, man, you are blazing it, because ain't nobody doing it like you. I've seen a lot of people go through a lot of motivation, a lot of people, you know, talk about a lot of inspiration, but I haven't seen it being done like you. I don't know if you have, Bri. I haven't.
Agree. And our close mentor is Mr. Les Brown, and, you know, that's a high key right there. And I'm telling you right now, you, JR, are on a whole different level. You really, really are making an impact.
Yes, yes. So let's
well, I really appreciate that.
Sorry about that. I definitely want to ask you this question. I've been excited to ask this particular question all day. I couldn't wait till we got to this one, because this is what we're talking about, personal development today. And because, you know, I find sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to stay motivated as being a motivator. You know what I mean? So I want to ask you, how do you personally develop yourself to stay motivated?
I think the biggest thing is, man, you have to have something that charges you up. You know, it's just like a phone. You know, I used that analogy before, but you have to have something that you can plug into that's your resource. And me being a man of faith, my resource is God. So in the mornings, I always get my prayer in, and, you know, I actually created a little video that I watch myself of me being thankful for things that I'm envisioning to happen, you know, empowering my faith. And, you know, I get my 500 push-ups in every morning, but the push-ups aren't to be strong, you know, physically. The push-ups are to actually check my gas tank and see if, you know, if I'm still willing to go through that hurt and that pain. You know, push-ups are easy if you do 10, 15 of them, but you're talking 500, you know, and now I've got it down to a science where I usually do the 500 in about 5 to 7 minutes. But it's always checking that gas tank to see if I still got some left. And I always try to fill myself up, you know, with, you know, prayer and self-empowerment in the mornings before I go and do that video, because I can't speak life into somebody else if I don't have life.
Wow. You know, and I loved how you hit the three keys in which we talked about today, you know, the physical with the push-ups, even though, like you said, it's not about the push-ups, it's about, you know, what it's doing for you, you know, and spiritually, you know, that spiritual connection you got with God. And I love the fact that you use those examples, because that's what we're trying to, you know, push out to our audience as well. And I actually watched one of your videos and used that analogy. You said, give me a car with gas in it, because I can take it anywhere. I believe you were in a classroom talking to some kids, and I was watching, like, man, I wish I was in that classroom, man. So I love that analogy, and I definitely just want to point that out, you know, that I was watching that and was really, really enjoying it. So last question I got for you is, you know, done some research and found out, you know, that mile FM, what it means going through that extra mile with faith and motivation. How did you come up with that concept and that mixture?
I think the way that I came up with it is something that, a strategy that I've used my whole life, and I kind of did that self-evaluation on myself and saying, you know, if I'm going to help somebody else, I got to figure out what caused me to get to where I'm at. And when I look back at my life, I realized I was not always the smartest, not always the fastest, not always the strongest, but I was always willing to outwork anybody. I always wanted to be the hardest working person in the room. And that was going the extra mile. You know, I woke up a little bit earlier. I did some more push-ups, ran a little bit more when it came to sports, when it came to school. I would stay. I would ask questions. I would sit in the front. You know, those little things always did more. And then my faith is just something that I know took me to a whole nother level when I actually got that walk going with God. I started to, you know, not slide and slip so much. I was getting my feet placed on that clay, you know, that hard, more clay, like the Bible says, where, you know, I no longer slipped and fell so many times. And the FM, I guess it kind of, you know, I'm from Fort Myers, Florida. So the FM was, you know, my hometown is Fort Myers, Florida. And at the same time, my faith and my motivation, I know that's what the kids, you know, gravitate to. So it was just Mile FM always, man. You know, from jump, I just was like, this is my thing. And then some people thought it was a radio station, so that was always funny.
I mean, I did that first, you know, when I first time said, okay, Mile FM, you got a radio station? So I'm looking up, you know, I'm interested now, you know. So I'm looking it up, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not what it means. Much deeper than that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate that. So Mile FM. And I love how every video you end and you say Mile. I think that's a great trademark. It's easy to follow. And and now that we have some real stuff behind it, it means so much more when I hear it, when I hear the video and I see the video.
Yeah,
and I know what you mean.
I just want to touch on that real quick. You know, I know a lot of people, they see me, you know, salute and say Mile at the end. And I said it once, but, you know, just to clear that up, you know, the reason for me doing that is when I say Mile and I salute, that whole thing is that I respect everything that you do. You know, I'm saluting you, saying that I believe in you and I believe that you're going to go that extra mile. So I try and always put that at the end of every video, at the end of every time I speak in any avenue, even on BET I did it. I feel like I want people to know that I respect them. Just like if someone was in the Army or the Navy, they salute, you know, to let them know a sign of respect.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think there's no better way to do that, especially after explaining it. It it's much more of an impact. So tell the listeners where they can find you, where they can support you, where they can look forward to whatever next event you got going on. How can they start to follow you?
You can follow me on, Facebook is full, so I got to pass the limit. But right now I got Instagram. Yeah. Instagram is _JR Rivera. It's also JR Rivera on Twitter. And I also have my own website, which is Rivera Reaches You. And I have some events coming up in the Florida area. I'm going to do the Extreme Christian Gospel Explosion. And it's going to have Lecrae and Jeremy Camp and Israel Haddon and the New Breeze and a whole slew of other speakers and different people. So that's a big one that's coming up. And, you know, I'm speaking at different schools and, you know, just trying to empower the community as well all through the year.
Well, there it is. There you guys have it. Mr. J.R. Rivera, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We definitely appreciate it. Mr. Rivera, you create change. Thank you for being on the show today. And for all our listeners, thank you for listening in today. Next week, Monday night, please, every Monday night at 8 p.m., tune in, listen in. And for next week, this is what we got, Ms. Bree.
Next week, make sure you guys get on at 8 p.m. For episode 8, we're going to be talking about consciousness, and we're going to be bringing on a wonderful, wonderful guest. Her name is Ty Lee. This woman is a hard, hard worker. She's up and coming, delivering community news and highlighting the unsung heroes. So you guys, make sure you tune in next week.
Make sure you tune in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at You Create Change. Please go like our Facebook. Appreciate everybody listening in today. Almost better. About to get out of here. Appreciate everybody listening in. I just want to say you create change. And keep listening, because here we embrace the difference.
Out.